Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'refuas. Itam ratzvi refuah l'benvora Esther. So shachole Yisrael. V'hayamim ha'elu nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. And these days of Purim are remembered and done in every generation. Remembered, says Rashi, Esther 9:28. Kriyas ha'megillah. Nasim, they're done. Rashi, Mishta v'simcha. So that's the memory is the Kriyas HaMegillah, and the Asiya is the Mishta v'simcha. As nara l'va'er zot, Omer Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita, based on what was said, Binyan Maisa Egal, Al Asher Asu Asa Egal, Al Asher Asa Aharon, Shmos 32:35. It says the Lashon twice. Twice Asiya. The Ramban brings the Targum, the Yishtabdu la'egla da'obed Aaron. And he explained that those who were kissing and hugging the Egel were the ones who were in the plague afterwards. The Yishtabdu, those who were Meshubed, those who were subjugated la'egla to the calf, da'obed Aaron, that Aaron made. So the Ramban explains those people who were kissing the eagle were the ones who were afflicted afterwards by the plague. The Yisod of Yiraf, even though Aaron made the eagle for his own cheshbonis, it wasn't called asui. It wasn't called that it was made, and it didn't have chashivus. It didn't have importance until they served it. It was only when they served it that it got importance. And then they were meshubet to it, they subordinated themselves to it, they made it into a metzias. It's like the din of achshavei. Achshavei, and something doesn't have chashivas, but a person gives it chashivas. And then it has halachic chashivas. For example, if a person is motzi b'shabbos mirishus l'rishus, he's only chayiv if he brought out a certain shear. But if he takes out a seed, the dugma, the refua, he's chayiv afilu b'kol shehu, because he was machshiv it. He wants to use it for a certain purpose, wants to use it for refua. So he's chayiv even a kol shehu because he was machshiv et achshavei. So to a davar sheino chashuv, if he puts it away, if he's matzneh it, he's machshiv it and he's chayiv on the haitzah. That's Shabbos. Tzadi Yomid Beis and Ayin Hei Yomid Beis. That's the inyan of achshavei. And here also, when is the asiya according to the Targum? The asiya is when they were meshubah to it, and then they gave the egel chashivus. And that's the esek we have with Amalek on Purim. The whole mitzius of Amalek is a mitzius of late sonus. Late stake, ze Amalek. Pasuk says that a late, a clown gets smitten, a scoffer gets smitten, and pesi, and a fool yarim becomes wise. So who's the scoffer that became smitten? That's Amalek. And who's the pesi? Who's the fool that became wise as a result? That's Yisrael. And that's Hefech Chashivus Shel Kriyas Yamsuf. Shegarma La'ema B'Pachat. So there was a Chashivus that people had for the Jewish people because of Kriyas Yamsuf, and there was such fear in the world. And now, Amalek comes and cools off the hot bathtub, like Chazal say. And that's what Leitzanus is. Leitzanus is not making jokes necessarily. Leitzanus is taking something that has chashivus and devaluing it. And on that it says in the Medrash, on the Pasuk, Vayivez Be'enav L'shloch Yad B'Mordechai Levado, it was despicable in his eyes to only send his hand against Mordechai. Buzi ben beno shel Buzi, Esav, shenemar v'yivaz Esav es habachor. The pasuk is alluding to the fact v'yivaz, it was disgraceful in his eyes, only to attack Mordechai, because he's Buzi, this Haman, is v'yivaz, and he's the great grandson of the first v'yivaz, that's Esav. V'yivaz Esav es habachor. And therefore, b'ofen shel zeh l'uma zeh, comes out that after the Mulchama, after we stand up against Amalek, as makirim u'poalim bitul yeshus mitziyusa. In other words, first we gave the Egel Chashivus. Amalek devalues Klal Yisrael. And then when we fight back against Amalek, so we are mevato their mitzias, their chashivas. That's our fight against Amalek, and that's our fight against the Yetzer Hara. Ata asiso so ra. And originally it was just a hechetimtzi of a michshal. But when you were to run after it, you made it a koach that you have to contend with. He didn't give it chashivus, so it wouldn't have koach. And that's maybe what Shmuel said to Shaul. Lo sachmol olov, don't have mercy on him. In other words, not only through that, you can reach a state of bittul. Of bittul hamitzvah, if you have chemla, and Amalek, you're mevatel the mitzvah. But moreover, if you have chemla olav belev, when you have mercy on him in your heart, you make him a metzias. And he's not a metzias that he's roi to have mercy on. And he is supposed to be erased. And when Aga comes in front of Shmuel, the pasuk says, ma'adonos are like delights. It's like he was trying to be ma'ora chemla. He was trying to arouse mercy. Because it's chaval to destroy these ma'adonis, these delights. That's Agag, the evil Amalekite. And therefore Shmuel immediately gave an expression to his true essence, Kasher Shikla Nashim Charbecha. Just like your sword made women lose their husbands and mourn their husbands, their children. So too your mother is now going to mourn. In other words, he took away his entire chshivus. It also says, V'haman omad levake shal nafsha me'ester amalka. And Haman stood up to request for his soul from Esther the queen. And this was a tikkun for the chemla of Shaul and Agag. There was no mercy. Famous movie from, I think it was the 80s, The Karate Kid. No mercy, no mercy, yes, sensei. So that's the relationship we have to Amalek. You have mercy on Nazis, they come back to get you, okay? Kayadua kamaforsim. That's what it says in the Torah. Kiseitze la mulchama v'ra'isa sus v'rechav av rav am rav mimcha lo yisiro mehem. When you go out to war and you see a horse, a chariot, a nation that's greater from you than you, don't be afraid of them. Rashi explains, why does it say sus loshen yachid? V'enei kulam kisus echad. Beinai, in my eyes, kulam kisus echad. It's all like one horse. Am rav mimcha, beinecha hu rav. In your eyes, he's great. Avo beinai eino rav. But in my eyes, he's not great. In your eyes, he's great. but not in my eyes. Am Rav Mimcha, there's so many of them. They're Harbei, great meaning in number. Not for me. For me, they're just like a horse. They're nobody. In other words, Mimcha, you made him. Am Rav Mimcha, you made him an Am Rav. But for me, Sagolnish Mitgolnish. We also have a Mesiris, Mibal Nefesh HaChaim. Shim Adam Koveh B'Libo, She'asoni Lo Yochel Asis Lo Shum Dover. That your enemy can do nothing to you, then he really has no koach. Only the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koveh. And without his Ratzon, he has no koach. Where does he get koach from? When you give him koach. We have to know that what looks like Kalas Hadas and Purim, Mishdev Yitzchak, it's only external. But inside, the Jewish heart is Kula Yira Shemayim and filled with Kavod Shemayim. And the whole Esek of Mishta and Simcha is to laugh at the Ra. It's Leitzenusa Devoy De Zara, to show that he has no Metzias. And therefore, Dafka after V'aya B'niach L'cha Hashem Elokecha Mikol Evecha Misaviv. And those who are there to destroy us, after that, the avod is to be Megala the Emes, to show that he has no Metzias, and therefore Timcha. There should be no Roshan. There should be nothing left of Amalek. And the Inyan of the Simcha and the Simcha and Mishta is L'kavod Zeh Shanachnu Kayom Ke'edus Olav Yisbarach. We are God's testimony in this world. V'atem Eidai V'ani Kel. You are my witnesses and I am God. Edim are Koveh Metzius, that's the Mahus of Edim. They establish a reality. As we've spoken about in our Dine Eidus Shiurim. Therefore, you are making these days, Niskarim V'Nasim. You are creating these days. We have the power to create this Metzius. And the whole Bechina of Tzchok is an outcome of recognizing what's truly important. And Bezelu Mazeh were Mavato their entire Chashivus. And we're Mashrish, we make take root the positive Metzius in our Shlemus in this world. Asinu, we made it. Nasim. We're the ones creating it, and we have a true Metzius. And therefore, there's a miyud of Shabbos. You don't make a mishta on Shabbos. Yerushalmi Megillah 1:4. Because Shabbos is Kodesh itself. It doesn't need us to create it. It doesn't need us to make it. But Yemei Purim we make through Kfiyas Mishta, like it says, Vayamim Eile Niskarim V'Nasim. Yemei Purim, Anachnu Asim Otam. We're Koveh Mishta, and we create this reality. And in that way, it goes on both ends, that we create the positive reality, and we're Mevatel, we nullify the Metzius Demyonis, the imaginary reality of evil. And we create this permanent reality of Lo Yavru Miseicha Yehudim, that Purim is eternal, V'odzot. Mitam Kol Anal Yesh Lefaresh Ma Shekatuv, Al Titen Hashem Ma'avoye Rosha, Zmamu Al Tofek. Shechsalo lemachshavto koyach hoitzoa lepoel v'amaisa, fi she'en ele demyonit, v'ashevoise loy gemuloy b'roishoy, lo yetze al apoa. It says, God, don't let the Rasha carry out his nefarious plan, because it's only an imagination, v'ashevoise loy gemuloy b'roishoy. Give him back what he deserves. It shouldn't be Yotze al Apoa. V'chein machshavot Esav v'zayrus shalo. Esav says, Ketzed ma'asrin ha'tevan v'amelach. How do you take ma'isr off tevan, off straw, off salt? It all remained in his head. There was no peris. This is known from the Gra. That the Ra has no peris, his machshava doesn't have kol she'etzi'a l'maisa. That's Asav. Asav has this great idea. I'm so frum. Doesn't bring to any concrete positive outcome. That's what the Chachamim say, that the head of Asav was a Maaseh Machpelah. Only the head. The head had good ideas, but it never comes to Lamaisa. It's not like that in the world of Kedusha. Machshavas Tovas bring to Maisa, and therefore a young male in his karm benasim. These days are made. It's permanent. That's why it says in Yerushalmi, Yavse Arham Baruch Mordechai, Ar is head, there is afsius. That's Haman. Haman is nothingness. And Brachas is spashtus. Brachas expansion until he makes Paris Ladari Daris. We learn that they gave the Egel Chshivus by serving it. And Amalek tries to take away our chashivas, and we fight them back, and we show who's truly chashiv, show who's truly chashiv. We're mevatel their metzias. We don't have chemla on them, because that gives them a metzias. We wage a war against our enemy. The Am Rab only mimcha, only from you, but not as far as God. You made them a koach. That's the Eitz Hara. We give the Eitz Hara koach. You don't listen to me, there's no koach. When a person's dealing with things in life, he's dealing with Yitzharim, he's dealing with bad machshavas, he thinks about this, he thinks about that. Don't pay any attention. You're just giving it a metzias when you fight it. Don't resist. Just let it be, let it pass, let it go. It's nothing, it's garnish. Don't give it a metzias, that the evil, whatever it may it be negativity about yourself, about the world, whether it be sveikas, kfira, chas v'shalom, whether it be arayas, machshavas, arayas, all these things are nothing. So after our enemies let us go, they let us rest, and we show Amalek as no Metzias Timcha, there should be no Roshan. We're here to testify for Hashem. That's our job. We make these days. Purim is not on Shabbos because with no Asiyah necessary, Shabbos is already made. And we have Paris and Peri Paris. That's the Bracha. That's Baruch Mordechai as opposed to Ar Haman. Just Afsias is nothing. Thank you so much for listening. And Mir Tashem, there's much more to come. Shalom, shalom.